Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy. From South Beach, Miami, welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I am so excited to be here with you. We want to help to change your life. We want to help to, so basically, you can succeed, so you can achieve your wildest dreams, and we're going to help you do that by getting into the tough things. Man, I was actually rushing to get here today because we have a great interview for you. It was correcting things literally before the show. And, you know, here on Believe, we help you in five major categories: money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. Our website is www.believe.love. And, you know, I have somebody really special for you today. Somebody we've had, of course, legendary billionaire investor Jim Rogers on the show. We've had so many great people on the show. But our guest today, he really knows about not only about making money and helping you to succeed in terms of business, you know, what we see in terms of success right now, which might be making money and freedom and everything that comes along with that. But also, he's had really, really deep life-changing experiences that I think can help us to see what true success is, maybe what your real purpose is. And so James Nowlin is a guy that I think can help us become really, really happy. I'm so excited he's here. He's a really, really deep guy. He wrote a book called The Purposeful Millionaire. And in this book, James shares the four-part formula he used to transform his life into one of abundance and purposefulness. He believes that if he can survive the literal waters from which he was pulled, he had a near-death experience, and we're going to talk about that, that you too can survive and thrive in life's rough waters. So, James, I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to Believe, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Nicholas. It's an honor to be on the show.
Wow, James. So I was talking in a calm manner before the show, like kind of like this, like down. But I was rushing. You know, we all have these things. We want to be like James. We want to be happy. We want to be kind of together. But James, you had a really life-changing experience where not only were you just maybe a little bit frantic, but you nearly died. Tell us what happened to you, James.
Yeah, I did have a near-death experience, Nicholas, and I'm quite grateful for it. You know, I was 31 years old and I had achieved a great amount of success financially, and I had what a lot of people would say are the right things, the right house, the right cars, the right flashy friends, the right opportunities to invest with other highly successful, motivated people, and also the ability to travel around the world any way that I wanted to. But I wasn't fulfilled on the inside. On August 25th, 2012, a buddy of mine and I went out to my lake house in East Texas, and we decided to go kayaking. Being the cocky young guys that we are, who were both high achievers, we decided to go kayaking and leave our life jackets at home. A big storm rolled in, dark clouds came in, and eventually it started raining, and 3 and 4 foot waves were crashing into our kayaks, and my kayak sank. I tried to save my kayak and eventually became exhausted. During this time, you know, we were beginning to panic because we were in the middle of the lake. My buddy's kayak eventually sank. And that night, I became quite exhausted. I inhaled water into my lungs. And my buddy knew that I was in super, super bad shape. And quite frankly, Nicholas, he made the life or death decision to leave me to swim to shore for help. And when he said goodbye to me that night, I didn't think that I would live. I did not think that he would live. But by the grace of God, we both lived.
Wow. So you guys actually made it out of the water, but then it was the fact that there was water in your lungs. Is that correct?
Right. So I had begun drowning when he swam to shore. He swam to shore to get help, and I was left behind to tread water and try to survive. Once he got to shore, a neighbor and his son deployed with my buddy Tyler on their jet ski and went out over a half a mile into the lake. And they basically found my drowned body. It was like finding a needle in a haystack. And if you know anything about Texas, you know the reservoirs, the lakes here are really, really big. But all I can say is that the universe pointed them in the right direction at the right time. They found my body, pulled me out of water, took me to the shore on the jet ski. And by the time they got to the shore, first responders were there and they worked to bring me back to life.
My goodness. So James, what happened when you were in this state of basically you had drowned? Did you have any visions or any? What happened?
You know, I want to call it the complete experience, Nicholas, the complete experience of transferring life from this body to another place. My spirit transitioned during that time. I saw light. I experienced the transition of saying goodbye to ones I loved and also seeing the faces of ones who had died before me on this earth, including the face of my deceased grandmother. It was one of those experiences where it was painful drowning at first, but then eventually you feel like a warm blanket is wrapped around you and you feel this experience of euphoria and nirvana that is nothing like you've ever experienced on earth before. And that's something that I will never forget, leaving my body, going to a different place. And as I was rescued, Nicholas, it was as if I were in a helicopter with a spotlight shining down on my body. And I saw myself being rescued. I saw what was happening in the water. I remember watching myself fall out like a limp noodle into the lake and having my buddy and a neighbor dive in to retrieve me. I had completely drowned. And in fact, my buddy who rescued me, he's a medical doctor. He's a neuroradiologist. And he said, you know, James, I never imagined that the human lungs could have so much water in them. And by the time we rescued you, you know, we had no idea if you would survive or what you would be like if you did survive.
Wow. This really motivates me. I was actually having, you know, I've been a little bit tired and we could talk about, you know, how we can motivate ourselves even when we're not feeling our best. Because a lot of people out there that want to succeed, sometimes they're not at their best all the time. But this really motivates me because, first of all, I'm glad you're okay. But also the fact that you went through this, the visions that you saw, you mentioned your grandmother, you mentioned, you know, for me, it just is another real life reminder that we're more than just this body, that this is an experience and that there's so much more for us out there. James, tell me more about some of the realizations you've had after this experience, or maybe even during it, about maybe the meaning of your life and maybe why we're here on this planet, if you'd like.
It really caused me to reevaluate people, places, and things in my life. For 3 years after the accident, I spent a lot of time reflecting. I spent a lot of time working on myself and working on mastering my subconscious to understand why this thing didn't necessarily happen to me, but why it happened for me. Now, Nicholas, during this time, you know, I had experienced euphoria. I had experienced nirvana. I had the whole near-death experience and the out-of-body experience. And I had to ask myself, why was I left behind on Earth? Quite frankly, I ended up doing some being prescribed some antidepressants. And for the course of 3 years, I experimented with two or three different types of antidepressants in thinking that they would help me to find my happiness, to find my peace, to find my purposefulness on Earth. And it was because I took this journey with antidepressants, doing this work on myself, that I eventually realized that this is something that did not necessarily happen to me to punish me, but it happened for me so that I would awaken, so that I would open my eyes to the great possibilities of what it's like to live a purposeful life. You know, prior to my accident, I was living on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of happiness between a 5 and an 8 on a daily basis, in spite of having achieved financial success and relationship success and all other types of successes that society measures. Now, after the accident, during my evaluation period, I had to do the work. I had to do the meditations. I had to do the spiritual work. I had to reaffirm to myself that I was supposed to be here on this earth and that I had more work to do. And throughout that time, I became a better person, a stronger person. I reevaluated relationships. I thought about who I wanted to include in my life as a like-minded supporter and some relationships that I quite frankly had to say goodbye to, including some business, personal, and family relationships as well, of people who were not making deposits in my life, but who were making withdrawals in my life. So this period of 3 years of evaluation really served me to become a better, more awakened, more conscious person about everything that I could become. And that's because I was willing to do the work and to look at the accident in terms of something not necessarily bad that happened to me, but was preparing me for greater opportunity and for a greater life ahead of me.
Well, that is so motivational. I had, you know, I think when people hear stories like this, sometimes we can relate, but I haven't had a near-death experience. So that is so amazing to me. And I want to hear more about your mission.